where for Sydney and New South Wales, these are today's headlines from the Daily Telegraph. A court has heard that online news outlet Crikey effectively begged to be sued over an article published on its website about News Corp chair Lachlan Murdoch using the case to sell subscriptions worth $500,000, promote an online fundraising campaign, and sell merchandise. Mr. Murdoch's barrister said Crikey employed political strategy from populaires to engineer a David and Goliath-style public relations campaign around being sued by a billionaire. If you would like to read more on that story today, you can take out a subscription to the Daily Telegraph at dailytelegraph.com.au or download the app at your app store. The state's most wanted man has been arrested in Turkey and is facing extradition over allegations he was a kingpin in Sydney's gangland wars. Masoud Zakaria was captured in Bodrum over the weekend by Turkish authorities working on information from the Australian Federal Police, who have painstakingly been searching for the 27-year-old for 14 months. We'll be back after this.
News doesn't have to be boring.
The Brits have given Prince Harry a new nickname after yet another tell-all interview.
Oh, God, is it the Ginger Whinger?
Let the team at news.com.au get you up to speed each day with their podcast from the newsroom.
A couple were busted joining the Mile High Club.
Well, I guess they can't fly Virgin anymore.
Politics, sport, red carpets, royals. Get all the goss in just a few minutes. Follow From the Newsroom wherever you get your podcast from.
A court has heard former Australian cricket star Stuart McGill was drunk when he allegedly screamed obscenities at his best friend's ex-fiance before he intimidated her at a pub. The 51-year-old appeared in Sydney Downing Centre local court on Monday to continue to fight the charges of intimidation and using offensive language in a public place. And Aussie NFL star Jordan Mailata burst into tears, then gave a shout out to Beyonce after helping take Philadelphia Eagles to America's biggest sporting spectacular by claiming the NFC Championship crown with a 31-7 win over San Fran. Should the Eagles win the Super Bowl, the 25-year-old would join Aussie Jesse Williams in the record books, with the Seattle Seahawks claiming a championship ring in 2013. Those are your headlines from the Daily Telegraph. For updates and breaking news throughout the day, take out a subscription at dailytelegraph.com.au. We'll have another update for you tomorrow.
The podcast Faith on Trial looks into Hillsong, both in Australia and the US, and takes both the listener and hosts on unexpected twists and turns in the story of Brian Houston and the singing preachers.
There are two incidents involving Pastor Brian.
The Australian journalists uncovered a litany of alleged criminal behavior in the megachurch.
Financial gifts were being given to the leaders of the church.
Listen to Faith on Trial Hillsong ad-free on Crimex Plus on Apple Podcasts today, or wherever you get your podcasts.